From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin discusses bilateral cooperation with Bosnia and Herzegovina. Indonesia pushes creation of learning platform for mangrove restoration. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin met Foreign Affairs Minister of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Bisera Turkovic, to discuss cooperation in the fields of religion, economy, and tourism. As reported by Antara, Indonesian Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister Mahendra Siregar at the Vice President's official residence in Jakarta on Monday stated, during this visit, Minister Turkovic hopes the relationship among people upholding religious values of the Muslim majority population in each country would continue to improve in various other fields. Siregar later highlighted Minister Turkovic's expectations to intensify cooperation in the areas of economy, trade, tourism, student relations, scholars, business, investment, and joint production by utilizing the markets of both nations. The Indonesian G20 presidency is encouraging the creation of a learning platform for the restoration and rehabilitation of mangroves and peatlands. The statement was made by Director General of Pollution and Environmental Damage Control at the Ministry of Environment and Forestry and co-chair of the Environment Deputies Meeting and Climate Sustainability Working Group, Sigit Reliantoro, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He further explained that one of the issues that the government will raise at the G20 is that it will create a learning platform for mangrove and peatland rehabilitation. Next, we have the Indonesian Embassy in Kuwait City, which is taking part in the ASEAN Festival 2022, a trade and tourism expo to promote a variety of foods and spices, as well as Indonesia. As reported by Antara, organized by Lulu Hypermarket Kuwait, the festival is being held from June 12 to the 18, 2022, the embassy said in a statement on Monday. The festival has also seen participation from other members of the ASEAN, including Brunei Darussalam, the Philippines, Cambodia, Malaysia, Myanmar, Thailand, and Vietnam. We continue the news with the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs that has made assurance that Indonesian Hajj pilgrims will be provided 3 meals per day during their stay in Saudi Arabia to perform the Hajj rituals. As quoted by Antara, spokesperson of the Indonesian Central Hajj Organizing Committee, Ahmad Fauzin, while delivering his press statement at the Pondok Gede Hajj Dormitory on Monday, explained, this year, the government provides meal package that will comprise rice, vegetables, extra dish, fruit, and mineral water, and the menu will vary day to day. Acting Deputy for Destinations and Infrastructure Development at the Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry, Frans Teguh, has said the strength of Indonesia's tourism sector is currently dependent on its tourism villages. He added, according to a press release issued on Monday, the most basic and important thing in realizing quality tourism is the excellent standard of service. Furthermore, he appealed to tourism actors to maintain the wealth of local wisdom and continue innovating. We continue with the international news. Weeks after the U.S. President Joe Biden warned China over Taiwan, Beijing has delivered its sternest rebuttal yet, saying it would resolutely crush any attempt at Taiwan's independence. On Sunday, China's Defense Minister General Wei Fenghe essentially accused the United States of supporting the island's independence, saying it was violating its promise on Taiwan and interfering in China's affairs. The last news comes from Saudi Arabia that said on Monday it would no longer require masks in most enclosed spaces, further easing pandemic restrictions ahead of next month's Hajj pilgrimage. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the move comes as the kingdom prepares to welcome around 850,000 pilgrims from abroad to participate in the annual Hajj. The first batch of foreign pilgrims since before the COVID-19 pandemic began to arrive from Indonesia just over a week ago. Masks will still be required in Mecca's Grand Mosque, which surrounds the Kaaba, towards which Muslims pray, and the Prophet's Mosque in Medina, where Prophet Muhammad is buried. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Management Expected to Focus on Managing SOEs. President Joko Widodo has officially banned directors, supervisory board, and commissioners of state-owned enterprises or SOEs from entering politics and becoming regional officials. This is stated in the Government Regulation Number 23 of 2022 concerning amendment to Government Regulation Number 45 of 2005 about the establishment, management, supervision, and dissolution of state-owned enterprises. The new government regulation was signed by President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, 8 June 2022, and was promulgated at the same time by Minister of Law and Human Rights Yasona Lauli. In the government regulation, an additional article is inserted related to the appointment of SOEs directors whose track records must now be included and can also ask for input from the Minister of Finance and Technical Minister. There is another inserted article, namely that in their daily behavior, the board of directors must have an attitude of loyalty and full obedience to Pancasila state ideology, the 1945 constitutions, the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia or NKRI, and the government. The new government regulation changes the provisions in paragraph 1 of Article 22, which previously only regulated the involvement of directors in political parties. Now there is an added prohibition against becoming candidates for legislative members and candidates for regional heads. It is also written that SOEs directors can be dismissed outside the provisions, such as being unable to fulfill obligations in the management contract, unable to carry out their duties, unable to carry out the provisions and laws and/or provisions of the articles of association, being involved in movements detrimental to SOEs and/or state finances, violating ethics and/or propriety. The government regulation only aims to enable SOEs management to focus on their obligations to develop state-owned companies. The provision that prohibits SOEs management to become administrators of political parties and candidates for legislative members or candidates for regional heads and deputy heads are very precise, so that their position in SOEs is not used for their personal interests. Cautious attitude can also be fostered by the rule that the Board of Commissioners must also be personally responsible if there is a loss in the SOEs they supervise. Hopefully, in its implementation, the new regulation will not lead to multiple interpretations or make SOEs management hesitate or be afraid to make policies. Well, listener, that's commentary.
I will start today in history with the Indonesian Archaeological Day, June 14, 1913. The colonial Dutch East Indies government established the archaeological agency to deal with ancient temples found in the Dutch East Indies, now called Indonesia, more intensively. After Indonesia became independent, the situation changed to the Archaeological Institute and National Heritage, or now the National Archaeological Research Center. Until now, June 14 is still known as Archaeological Day in Indonesia. Turning to June 14, 1928, a fighter of the Cuban Revolution, Che Guevara born. Ernesto Guevara Lins de la Serna, better known as Che Guevara, was born in Rosario, Argentina, June 14, 1928. He was widely known as a revolutionary, doctor, author, guerrilla leader, diplomat, and Argentine Marxist military theorist. Che Guevara, also known as a great figure in the Cuban Revolution. He died at the age of 39 in Bolivia after being executed by shooting. I will end today in history with June 14, 2025, the first observance of World Blood Donor Day. Every June 14 is celebrated as World Blood Donation Day by World Health Organization, which was held for the first time in 2005. The purpose of establishing this commemoration day is to increase public awareness around the world about the importance of donating blood. The theme for World Blood Donor Day 2022 is "Donating Blood is an Act of Solidarity." Mexico is hosting the commemoration of World Blood Donor Day 2022. A global commemoration was held in Mexico City today, June 14, 2022. That was Today in History.
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Sapa dirimu, oh merinding buluku, oh jadi gugup aku saat bersamamu, saat kau senyum padaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya rasa suka pada dirinya sejak Facebook mu apa, nomormu berapa? Mungkin inilah rasanya cinta pada pandang pertama. Senyuman manismu itu buat aku deg-deg melulu. Oh, nanti aku follow Twitter. Tunggu retweetmu agar aku tahu sukakah kau kepadaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya rasa suka pada dirinya sejak pertama aku bertanya Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa. Cinta pada pandang pertama, senyuman manismu itu buat aku deg-deg melulu. Oh, la, 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 la. Kamu, kamu, kamu.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlight Indonesian MSME's creative economy products in leading shopping center in Paris. The collaboration of the central government, regional government, and the private sector is the key to success in promoting Indonesia's creative economy products abroad. This is evidenced in the collaboration that present creative economy products from Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs in Paris, France. The activity entitled Indonesia de Java Bali was held from June 8 to July 17, 2022. More than 1,000 creative economy products from Solo MSMEs were presented. The fashion products, home decoration, as well as food and beverage product displayed have been directly curated by Le BHV Marais, which is the largest department store in France, part of the Galeries Lafayette network. As quoted on the kemenlu.go.id page, Indonesian Ambassador to France, Muhammad Umar Said, in buying goods, consumers in France are happy with sensory experiences and learns the story behind a product. Thereby, Indonesia has a great opportunity to continue to promote creative economy products from MSMEs because they contain many artistic and historical values that are appreciated by the French community. He added that, however, to enter the European market, especially France, Indonesian product must meet the terms and conditions of the European Union, including environmentally friendly standards. The opening ceremony of Indonesia de Java Bali was held on June 8, 2022, along Rivoli Street in front of the Paris Mayor's office. For the first time, Indonesia has closed the main road in France for Indonesian art and cultural performances by the Eco Dance Company under Eco Suprianto. They were accompanied by the gamelan orchestra from the French musician group Panca Indra. The event also featured Anggun Cecasmi, a singer from Indonesia who has been living in France for a long time. During the exhibition, visitors could also take part in batik making training, learn martial art pencaksilat and traditional Javanese and Balinese dances, test Indonesian tea and coffee, as well as witness Indonesian performances and traditional Indonesian dances. In addition, for more than a month, visitors could also enjoy the beauty of Indonesian site list as UNESCO World Heritage through a photo exhibition in the observatory room of Le BHV Marais. Le BHV Marais is one of the oldest shopping centers in Paris. It joined in the same group as Galeries Lafayette, whose name has been worldwide. The product trade is known for their quality because they have gone through a strict curation process. Therefore, the presence of creative economy products from Indonesian MSMEs shows the potential that can be explored more widely in the future and can compete in the global market. The Indonesian Embassy in Paris is committed to continuing to increase trade between Indonesia and France, including through marketing creative economy products from Indonesia MSMEs, especially in the context of post-pandemic economic recovery. That was by Indonesia.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you miss it all. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it all. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, crossed legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today, we take you to Wonogiri, Central Java, where there is a contemporary tourism attraction named Tegal Simba. This tourism attraction, which combines natural and artificial tourism, was recently opened in mid-May 2022 and has many facilities, ranging from restaurants, swimming pools, and photo spots. This tourism attraction is located in Tambak Merang, Giri Marto District, Wonogiri Regency, Central Java Province. The admission price to Tegal Simba is very affordable. 5,000 rupiah on weekdays or 34 cents in US dollar and 10,000 rupiah or 68 cents in US dollar on weekends per person. To get to Tegal Simba from downtown Wonogiri, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes by car. Arriving at this tourist location, the cool mountain air immediately greets you. Its location in the Giri Manto Highlands on the southern slopes of Lawu makes the air in this area so cool. The surrounding scenery is so beautiful, where there are hills and green forest areas. This tourism place is divided into three floors. Each floor has its own function and use. The first floor contains water rides or water boom with two swimming pools that have different depths. One pool for children and another pool for teens. On the first floor, there is also a culinary center that provides a variety of food, starting from meatballs to food made from chicken. Various kinds of flavored drinks are also available. Some gazebos are built on the banks facing the water boom pool and facing out. On the third floor, long tables are available for visitors to just relax while enjoying the beautiful panorama of the South Lawu Mountains. While on the top floor, visitors can take selfies with the background of the Southern Lawu Mountains. Food prices in Tegal Simbah are still affordable, starting from 4,000 rupiah or 27 cents in US dollar to 45,000 rupiah or 3 US dollars. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
There are times when the trains
to think, have you seen? It's too much for a little time of fame. But you saved the day. Yes, you saved the day.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is memesan makanan or ordering food. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled matang atau setengah matang, which means cook or half cooked. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a restaurant waiter. The waiter asked Dev to choose the level of the egg's doneness. Let's listen to their conversation.
Saya ingin telur mata sapi.
Telurnya matang atau setengah matang?
After listening to the conversation, I will give you some phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, matang atau setengah matang, which means cook or half cook. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Telur, telur, which means egg. Matang, matang, which means cooked. Atau, atau, which means or. Setengah matang. Setengah matang, which means half or undercooked. Telurnya matang atau setengah matang. Telurnya matang atau setengah matang, which means are the eggs cooked or undercooked. Anda, anda, which means you. Ingin, ingin, which means want. Kopi, kopi, which means coffee. Teh, teh which means tea. Sarapan, sarapan which means breakfast. Di restoran which means at the restaurant. Di kamar which means in the room. Telur mata sapi atau telur ceplok. Telur mata sapi atau telur ceplok which means fried or sunny side up eggs. Nasi kebuli which means kebuli rice. In the conversation, you heard the question, telurnya matang atau setengah matang? Telurnya matang atau setengah matang, which means are the eggs cooked or undercooked? In the speech, there is a conjunction atau, which means or. It is used to connect two choices about the nature of something, such as the level of maturity or doneness of the eggs, cooked or half-cooked, or undercooked. The conjunction atau, which means or, is put between options. For example, telurnya matang atau setengah matang. Telurnya matang atau setengah matang, which means are the eggs cooked or undercooked? Other examples. In addition to connecting choices about the nature of something, this conjunction atau, which means or, can be used to connect choices about other things, such as things and places. Let's listen to some examples on atau, which means or, connecting choices about things and places. Anda ingin kopi atau teh? Anda ingin kopi atau teh? Which means, do you want coffee or tea? Anda boleh sarapan di restoran atau di kamar. Anda boleh sarapan di restoran atau di kamar. Which means, you can have breakfast in the restaurant or in the room. In the conversation, Dave mentions telur mata sapi, which means sunny side up eggs. In Indonesia, it is called telur ceplok, which means fried or sunny side up eggs. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example conversation once again.
Saya ingin telur mata sapi.
Telurnya matang atau setengah matang?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the title Matang atau Setengah Matang, which means cooked or half or undercooked. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقوي انتقال فيروس كوفيد 19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, de getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Kenang by Nur Hayati. The song entitled Kenang was composed by Abdul Hamid. This song comprises the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry and tells the story of someone who is separated from her lover. Although far apart, she still remembers her lover. The lyrics of this song give the message to let go the one who is already far apart and get over him. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Kenang by Nur Hayati. Enjoy!
Thank you.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.